This is Your Tour, where we will feature live tracks and concert recollections spanning every era and genre. And we will begin with an introduction by Jimmy Kimmel.
Our album, That's How We Choose to Remember It, comes out tomorrow with the song Silver Lining, Rilo Kiley.
And we opened our second episode of Your Tour with something we're always looking for, Silver Linings. The first from Rilo Kiley, who will be performing this coming Monday at one of the coolest venues in these parts, the Pines Theater at Look Park. And we just heard from Leve from Reykjavik, Iceland, with her Silver Lining, recorded just a week ago at the Troubadour in Los Angeles. And for our next track, well, there are no silver linings.
You love, and of course, a couple of years ago, four little girls were killed in Alabama. And at that time, we got the inspiration to do this song. But Dr. King's murder has left me so numb, I don't know where I'm at, really. And of course, you heard this song that was composed by Gene Taylor, especially for today. But I hope that between now and the end of the year, it'll all be together enough that we will have songs that go down in history for these wonderful, brave people who are no longer with us. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Lurline Wallace has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? I know you can feel it. It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama has got me so upset, and Memphis has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Hound dogs on my trail, little school children sitting in jail. Black cat crossed my path, I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. 'Cause I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about due. I've been there, so I know. You keep on saying go slow. The trouble, washing the windows, picking the cotton, nothing but rotten, too damn lazy, thinking's crazy. Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know. Just try to do my very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. 'Cause everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Now you heard him. He's one of you. If you have been moved at all, and you know my songs at all, for God's sakes, join me. Don't sit back there. The time is too late now. good God. You know, the king is dead. The king of love is dead. I ain't about to be nonviolent, honey. Oh, no. Picket lines, school boycotts. They try to say it's a communist plot. But all I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. And I loved him because he believed it. He lived by it. But you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you stopped calling my mama Aunt Sadie. Hear me now. But my country is full of lies. We all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust nobody anymore. Keep on saying go slow. That's just the trouble.
Too slow.
Desegregation.
Too slow.
Mass participation.
Too slow.
Unification.
Too slow.
Me, just give me my equality, 'cause everybody knows about Mississippi, everybody knows about Alabama, everybody knows about Mississippi. God damn, that's it.
Here's what youdiscovermusic.com wrote about Nina Simone's Mississippi Goddamn. Quote, she created one of the century's most explosive songs of social critique, Mississippi Goddamn, written in response to the 1963 Alabama church bombing that killed four little girls and the assassination of Medgar Evers in Mississippi that same year. The song was described by Simone as a show tune without a show. Next up on your tour, the Suitcase Junket.
Sun, you were waiting there, and the lines were drawn. I picked father grew up in Jim Crow, Tennessee, a sharecropper son far from luxury. Moved up north in 1952, and a damn thing changed from his point of view. His point of view. Now I've been pulled over on a Shorewood shoulder, asked where you're going, where you been. Ain't none of your mother that make business. Don't I look like an American? I didn't know the side of the road was a courtroom. Everything dark comes out in the light. We keep marching on, but our souls are tired. 'Cause here we are again, here we are again. A black man gone 'cause of the color of his skin. Midwest, where politeness covers up years of repressed tight lips, tight asses, too slow to grow, hyper-segregated masses, and I had to go. I had to go. I seen the Rodney King of riots in 1992, a black president, I seen that too, but ain't a damn thing changed from my point of view. Ain't a damn thing changed from my point of view. My point of view. Everything dark comes out in the light. We keep marching on, but our souls are tied. 'Cause here we are again, here we are again. A black child gone 'cause of the color of her skin. Everything dark comes out. Keep marching on, but our souls are tired. 'Cause here we are again, here we are again. A black child gone 'cause of the color of the skin. The color of the skin. The color of their skin. The color of the skin.
That's the clean version of Color of the Skin, recorded live at the Northfield Studio by Pamela Means and her band The Reparations. The Suitcase Junket proceeded with When the Battle is Won. Those are two ultra-talented performers living in our musically rich region. Pamela can be seen at her jazz project residency every third Thursday at Luthier's Co-op. And The Suitcase Junket will be headlining the Iron Horse a week from tomorrow. You know, one of the area's live musical highlights every year is the annual Transformance, once called Transperformance, where the region's talents all come together at the Pines Theater to interpret songs by a range of popular artists. One of the many highlights from this year's five-hour extravaganza from about a week ago, was a cover of this next song, Brian Wilson. That's the name of the song.
Drove downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Conrad and Bosun, Conrad and Bosun, Conrad and Insane. When I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, and a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Lindsay, tell me you're not just a pedagogue, 'cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Oh. So I'm lying here, just standing, feeling tired, and I'm thinking about what I'm thinking about. Just listening.
The best in Americana, check out Roots and More Tuesday morning from 7 to 9. From blues, folk, and rock to Cajun, Zydeco, and alternative country, Roots and More brings you emerging artists, new releases, and older favorites. Tune in Tuesday morning from 7 to 9 on Valley Free Radio.
And you are listening to WXOJLP 103.3 Valley Free Radio in Northampton. And we just began our 21st year on the air. And now more than ever, this all-volunteer station has an eclectic and entertaining lineup throughout the week, including shows like Roots and More. Just go to valleyfreeradio.org and check out our cool offerings. And before the station ID, we heard Bare Naked Ladies And their composition entitled Brian Wilson, recorded live in Detroit on August 13th, 2004. Now, the late great founder of the Beach Boys actually loved that song, even though it recalls the 36 months that Brian laid under the covers. He performed it as the opening song during his Pet Sounds tour in 2000. He stated, "I was honored that they would use my name, but it embarrassed me a little because I was in bed a long, long time."
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Brian Wilson. And that was recorded 20 years ago, Brian Wilson, performing at Live 8 in Berlin to raise money for poverty around the world. The event was viewed by, well, about 2 billion people. Here's one of music's most passionate activists playing some perfectly good slide guitar. Bonnie Raitt.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you welcome to the stage, please, Bonnie Raitt and her band.
Mm-hmm. To see those stars smashing up. He still had that old guitar to hold. He'd rock it like a baby in his arms. Never let it come to any harm. Oh, it breaks my heart to see those stars smashing a perfectly good guitar.
Some perfectly good guitar from John Hiatt and Bonnie Raitt, who opened with her cover of Hiatt's Thing Called Love, which she also performed at the 1990 Grammy Awards, where she was a big winner. But the last act to perform that evening was Milli Vanilli, and they won Best New Artist. And that was an award they actually had to return when it was revealed that they didn't even sing on that album. Oh, boy. Those were the days, huh? Milli Vanilli. And next up, we're going to have Tom Lehrer. We'll all go together. Come on, Tom.
I always like to end on a positive note, so here is a rousing, uplifting song, which is guaranteed to cheer you up. When you attend a funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that brand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char, and let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. We will all burn together when we burn. There'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. We will all go together when we go, every Hottentot and every Eskimo. When the air becomes Uranus, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go.
That's Tom Lehrer, who passed away on July 26th at the age of 97 in his home in Cambridge, Mass. And the song was, "We Will All Go Together When We Go." You know, Tom was not only a social and political satirist who was an inspiration to Weird Al. He was also a longtime mathematician and Harvard-educated scholar who famously stated as his reason to stop performing was the of his political satire because it became obsolete when Henry Kissinger was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, the bottle is half empty, and the clock just now struck 10. To me, but the fire's gone out and on.
There's nothing more than ashes after the fire is gone. Love is where you find it when you find no love at home. There's nothing.
I got to do a really fun thing a few months ago for Willie Nelson's birthday, and we put this big band together, and Willie played, and we played a bunch of Willie songs, and y'all know I'm just the biggest Willie Nelson fan in the world, that was so much fun. And old Willie, he set it up to his 90th birthday that's coming up this year, and so I thought I'd do this song here for the old time's sake. All right. You know, I was lost. In trouble and strife, I heard a voice, and it changed my life. And now it's a brand new day, and I ain't ashamed to say, you're not alone when you're down and out. I think you know who I'm talking about. When I don't know how I'll get through, I ask myself, what would Willie do? Hey, long ago, he came unto us. His words, they were simple, but they went right through us. And the whole world sang along. But then they didn't want to hear his songs. And he was gone. And we thought we had lost him, but he grew his hair out. And he moved to Austin, and all the people smiled. They came to hear him sing from miles. And like a miracle, all the rednecks and the hippies from New York City down to Mississippi stood together and they raised a brew. When your skies are green, hey, what would Willie do? You know, sometimes I still wonder when I ain't getting nowhere. What would old Willie do when things get too much to bear? And I can see him sitting on his lonely old bus. And he's got his problems just like any of us. And I bet he'd just take a deep breath. And he'd let all them problems go. And then he'd take another deep breath. Let them all go. Take another deep breath, and then he'd hold it. And I bet he'd feel hungry in a way that seems strange. Yes, hungry for all the things he just can't change, like the time he passed out in his own bedroom and his ex-wife sewed him up in the sheet and she beat him with a broom and he forgave her. And you think that that's rough? Well, then the IRS came and they took away all his stuff. They took his golf course and his recording studio. And he just went on out and did another 5,000 shows. But when it's all coming down on you, I think you better ask yourself, hey, what would Willie, what would he do? Hey, what would Willie do? He travels afar with nothing but a song and an old guitar and a tour bus and some semi-trucks and 30 crewmen and a little bit of luck. He loves all the people, the Rank and the Randy. If you don't believe it, take a look at the family. They gonna tell you that it's true. When your skies are gray, hey, what would Willie do? Hey, what would Willie do? He's gonna take a little time and he talks to old Gator as they drive on down that line. There's millions down that road, and with a word he's gonna lighten their load. He loves all the people, no matter their races. Hell, he even made a hit country song with Julio Iglesias. And that ain't easy to do. But when it's all too much, hey, what would a Willie when the game gets rough? What would a Willie when they call your bluff? What would a Willie do? Thank you. Ah, wherever you are tonight, Willie.
And we opened that pairing with Willie. After the Fire Is Gone, with some help from Sheryl Crow. And we just heard Bruce Robeson with his homage to Mr. Nelson. What would Willie do? And I bet you have an idea. And we hope you enjoyed our second Your Tour. And we're going to have the late Chuck Mangione drive us home with a little bit of his tune entitled Bye Bye, recorded at the Hollywood Bowl on July 16th, 1978. Thanks for listening. Chuck Mangione. Thank you.